that time of the year, and it always comes around quickly, actually. But I'm sure it's been a long process getting into that New South Wales squad yesterday for this man, Laurie Daly. We have got the squad. He joins us now. G'day, Loz.
Hey, Slats, TK. How are you guys?
As we say every year, mate, looks fantastic.
Yeah, we've been saying that for a while now. it's a good, exciting squad, and you know, all these guys deserve to be here. And you know, we'll work hard during the week, and we'll see how we go.
What position gave you the most angst, mate? Obviously, the hooking position. You had Pete Wallace there. Then, obviously, unfortunately, he was injured. Nathan Peets will do a big job.
Yeah, he will. Obviously, feel very sorry for Pete. You know, he was a guy that would have been given another opportunity to play at this level. But you know, and Robbie's done a fantastic job for New South Wales over the last 5-6 years. But unfortunately, Rob, we've decided to go sort of in another direction. And Pete was ruled out, and then Pete's got his opportunity. So he's jumping out of his skin. He's really excited, and hopefully he can just calm those nerves and be right next Wednesday.
And Laurie, what was the process with Robbie? Because he's been such a loyal servant, and you're obviously pretty close to him. Did you have a chat?
Yeah, I did. You know, it's always difficult with the incumbent to ring and sort of say, you know, we're sort of going with someone else. But the thing that stood out to me in that conversation was that, yes, he was disappointed, but his final sort of word to me was, mate, can you make sure you pass on my best to the team? I really want him to win, and I'll be cheering as loud as anyone. So for me, that just shows you that he's a team man. He really loves New South Wales, and he wants to see this group of boys do well, because he's had an association with a lot of them. And, they're all quite close, and obviously they want to sort of play well and win for New South Wales.
Jared Hayne has been a bit of a talking point, mate, but I think we both feel in here that he's the sort of guy that will hit the higher level and perform at the higher level.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. A guy that's got plenty of talent, and sometimes, you know, he can be seen to be doing nothing, but then all of a sudden he just does something that's just freakish and it's game-changing. And I know that the opposition will certainly focus on Jared Hayne, knowing what he's capable of doing. And if he's able to produce one or two moments of brilliance, I think that that's something that we need. And you know, speaking to him yesterday and looking at him again today, I think that you'll see Jared Hayne at his best on the big stage.
Your reaction to Billy Slater not being there, Laurie?
Oh, look, I think I was a little bit shocked, like, you know, most people. I think that Billy's been a wonderful player, and certainly the best fullback that I've ever seen. And we were expecting him there, but I can understand Kevy, because Darius Boyd's probably been in the last 2 years the best fullback in the game. So it was a difficult decision for him, and he probably feels as though Billy's not suited to the wing these days. So he had to make a tough call, and he's done that. And Darius Boyd was terrific for Queensland last year. And in fact, he was the difference between the two teams. And his ball playing ability is second to none on the edges, which is a little bit different to Billy. So, yeah, Billy sort of more worries you sort of through the middle and out on the edges, but predominantly through the middle. Whereas Darius Boyd, his catch and pass is just second to none. And if you make a wrong decision on the edge, you get found out. So that's going to be a challenge for our team next week.
Loz, I always think it's nice to, if you win, say you've beaten the best they've got out there. But let's face it, JT is not going to be there, it doesn't seem, with that shoulder problem. It certainly helps your cause.
Oh, yes and no. You know, I think that Queensland don't talk about when we lost Jared Hayne in 2014 after that series win. He was the best player in the game, about winning against the best. They've played those two series, and quite rightly so. You just got to move on and go with the players you got. If JT's not there, it won't change our mindset. We've seen Queensland in the past rise to the challenge, and this will be no different. But we fully expect JT to be there. And again, you know, we hope he is, because you know, our guys are really excited about the challenge. They want to take on the best. And, we're fingers crossed that he's playing.
Do you have a thought? What's your intel? Do you think he'll be there or not?
Yeah, no, from all reports from us is that he'll be there. Right. You know, we believe that, obviously, if Wayne wasn't going to allow him to to go into the camp otherwise. So I think JT will be there. He's a tough competitor, one of the toughest we've seen. And, you know, he recovers from injury as well as anyone. So he'll be there. We're preparing for him to play. And even right up to kick-off, we won't be trusting him. Whatever they say, we'll be thinking he's playing.
Justifiably so, too, those thoughts. And, Laurie, Gal joined us about half an hour ago. There is a changing of the tide. He feels that changing of the tide. He goes, I just think Queensland, their time's up. They're missing four big names there, and it's now New South Wales time because these guys are in form.
Yeah, oh, look, I think all the players in our team deserve selection. And one thing I stressed to the guys yesterday was we're in a position now where we've got more depth than what we've ever had, certainly in my time. So there is competition on for spots, so they have to perform. If they don't, then someone else will come in and take their spot. So it's a matter of these guys sort of owning their jumper. I never underestimate Queensland. I know they've got some guys that have been in that series missing. But I think, you know, if you look at some of the guys that we've had over the last couple of years that have played really well for New South Wales, that have been out of the squad, things just keep moving on. You know, the world doesn't stop. Footy world certainly doesn't stop. And whoever comes in is always looking for that opportunity. You know, next week, whoever's playing for Queensland, they're no different. So it'll be an exciting contest. It'll be a great game. And, you know, all I can do here is make sure that we prepare as best we can and go out there and represent New South Wales in the fashion that everyone wants us to.
We've been talking a lot about Mitchell Pearce, or certainly our listeners have had their say. Laurie, he polarises and there's a bit of negativity, but seriously, I mean, his form's been unquestionable and it's daylight to the next opportunity you had or half back.
Yeah, I think, I think any rugby league fan, regardless of whether you're a Mitchell Pearce fan or not, would say that Mitch is the best number seven in New South Wales. I don't think there's any disputing that, any doubting that. I suppose the negativity comes from Mitch not being involved in a series win. But having said that, there's a lot of other guys that have been involved in those games as well that haven't won. But what we're trying to do is give Mitch every chance to have success. You know, he's a guy that I've got a huge amount of respect for. Yes, he's made some mistakes, as we all have, as we go through life. But, you know, he's in a good headspace. Playing well, you know, in clutch moments for the Roosters, he's really not going to do any more. And again, as I keep saying, I just hope everyone, because I think that's the difference between us and Queensland. I know that everyone has their club allegiances down here, but yet when we pull on the New South Wales shirt, everyone's sometimes disappointed that their favourite player from their own club has not been selected, and that sort of leads to that chat and that talk. Whereas up north, once they make the decision, they get on with it. So that's all I'm hoping for, and that's all we want down here, is the people just to get behind the team, support them. And when they do that, the players feel it. And I know that, you know, once they feel that support, the genuine support behind them, they'll go out and play accordingly, and that's what we're after.
Was there any little old bonding session last night, mate, just a quiet one?
Yeah. No, we had a few beers last night. It was a really good night. We had 500 people at the Star Casino, and... you know, we had the Hall of Fame night, the announcement of the team, and the announcement of the new captain, and just a mix with the old, you know, the past guys, legends of New South Wales Rugby League, and the guys certainly enjoyed it. We're here this morning having having breakfast with the Toongabby Tigers under, I think it's under 10, who are playing before the State of Origin 1 in Queensland next weekend, so they're having breakfast with the team this morning, and you know, they're quite excited, but yeah, our guys had a few beers last night, had a great night, and yeah, we're all excited, looking forward to the series ahead.
And Loz, final one, mate. Congrats, yeah. Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well done.
Oh yeah, thanks. Yeah, it was a surprise last night. You certainly don't think that you would ever join that illustrious company. So to be inducted was a huge honour for myself and. You know, I'm very grateful and very thankful of everything the game has given me. And, you know, I'm just one of the lucky ones that have been able to play for New South Wales and now coach. And I'm grateful for everything that anyone's done for me in the game. And the game's given me a great deal. So Hopefully I can represent the game in a great fashion, both on and off the field. And for me, it just gives me an extra incentive to try and win this year's series for all the people who have stuck solid over the last decade, because it has been some trying times, but we know there's a lot of support out there for us, and we'll be doing our best on Wednesday.
Good on you, mate. Congrats again.
Well done, Loz.
And have a great week, and give him hell next Wednesday night.
Thanks, TK. Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me on, guys.
No, thank you. Laurie Daly, always terrific with his time, the New South Wales coach, and just wants everyone to get behind that side now. Put club allegiances to the side and support the New South Wales team against the Queenslanders. 13-53-53. It is always an exciting period of the year.